Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Monday morning to you. Welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And here alongside Kim and Ethan this morning, and it is a little chilly out there today, and it's going to be back up to 60. We have got some absolutely sociopathic weather going on. I was freezing yesterday. I don't know why. It just seemed extraordinarily cold last night. It was just in the 20s.
The 20s is the really cold.
I know, but it's not like it was zero or something like that. We're in the Midwest. We're supposed to be tougher than that. But my my blood apparently thinned out when we got that nice warm stretch, and now it's going to get back up to 60 before the end of the week.
I don't think any of us can complain about this winter, unless you don't like the constant back and forth. I get that. But man, I mean, if you're not a fan of the cold, you're probably really liking this winter so far.
That's true. You should. You should. So hopefully everyone had a good weekend and you're ready to get the week started. We got, you know, we're making Iran great again this morning. I mean, I think that's great. Greenland safer than it's ever been, thanks to the gentleman in the White House that's once again occupying vast amounts of real estate in the brains of the left in this country. I just watching, dipped in and out of the news cycle over the weekend. I watched a little bit of CNN, watched Fox News Sunday, Maria Bartiromo's show, and I don't know where I saw it, but I was watching this coverage of Greenland, like this discussion about Greenland, and everybody's freaking out because Donald Trump said we need to support Greenland. I don't know that there's an ice cube's chance in hell that the United States is going to occupy or invade Greenland. But Donald Trump has got him convinced he's going to do it, right?
I would never support him using military action to take over Greenland.
He joked that have are a couple of dog sleds, and that's not much of a defense. But then guess what I heard? When did Donald Trump start talking about this? The minute he took office?
Remember that? Pretty quickly, yeah.
Pretty quickly. And he said that we're going to take care of what's going on out there with Greenland. We'd like to make Greenland part of the United States. Joked about making Canada the 51st state and all of this stuff. And I'm watching it and I'm thinking to myself, what's his motive here? What is it he's trying to get at? And then lo and behold, it kind of dawned on me when I saw the statistic the other day. Apparently, Denmark, since all of this joking around started, has, I don't know if I'd say doubled, but they have dramatically increased their defense spending for Greenland. So without spending a dime and with just saying a few words on camera, Donald Trump has managed to make Greenland, a NATO member, considerably more secure than it was 12 months ago. Because he knows there's a lot of Russian and Chinese military activity off the coast of Greenland. We don't have to own it as long as we're defending it. But if he had just walked into NATO and said, hey, Denmark, you need to spend more money on Greenland, they would have scoffed at him. But the threat of him occupying Greenland was enough to force them to take action. I really think that's what so much of what Donald Trump does is three or four moves ahead of where everyone else is thinking. And I think this Greenland thing is a great example of that.
Other people, other countries know Trump is a man of his word. A lot of people will talk and talk and talk about, like many have talked about Maduro, have talked about doing all of these things. And for whatever reason, they don't have the guts to do it. Trump will do it. So when he says something like this, even though in Trump's mind, it's probably just laughable because he's just trying to stir the pot, yes, which he does very well. Well, they're taking it seriously because you don't know when Trump will actually carry out something that he says he's going to do.
You can't risk not listening.
Right.
Right. And he's pulled that off beautifully. Bombed Iran. And now there is a tentative peace deal in the Middle East. And I had to listen. I have to tell you again, I like Gordon Deal. I listened to his show on the way in the morning. But some of the interviews they have on there, I just got to say. He's interviewing a lady from the Washington Examiner this morning whose entire article that she wrote is based on the fact that, well, if Donald Trump's entire plan to get a Nobel Peace Prize is on shaky ground if he tries to send troops into Venezuela. Did you hear it?
Yeah. I thought of you when I heard it. I knew you would have strong feelings.
I was screaming at the radio. The entire premise of her media report, and it's probably in the Washington Examiner where you can go read the garbage that she wrote on this. She managed to pull off an entire article based solely on the fact that everyone knows all Donald Trump wants in the entire world is not world peace. He just wants to be called a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And he just needs to know. Here's a message from the Washington Examiner. He's putting all of that on the line if he thinks about putting troops in. You can't be going in and snatching leaders of other countries and hope to get a Nobel Peace Prize.
It was
laughable. I'm like, have you reduced his foreign policy to trying to get a Nobel Peace Prize? You really think that's the ultimate goal of this administration is to achieve a Nobel Peace Prize? The Nobel Peace Prize is a joke. The minute they gave it to one Barack Hussein Obama, it completely obliterated any legitimacy that prize ever had. For God's sake, Yasser Arafat got a Nobel Peace Prize. That there is no credibility to that. And I don't think Donald Trump covets it that much. I think he thinks he probably deserves one, but I don't think they would lead you to believe his entire foreign policy is focused around the fact that he is angry he doesn't have a Nobel Peace Prize. And it's just nonsense.
It was a stupid interview. It was a stupid article. Trump probably would love a Nobel Peace Prize, but he's not the kind of person who's going to sit there and lose sleep over that.
No, he's not. He's not going to. By the way, good morning to you. And the text line is open. I just got to tell you. So 314-241-9797. Go on, do all the Mark Hayton on there you want. I don't care. We will. We do read the comments, by the way, and we do get them on the air. And we will talk about them if you are so inclined to send us a text message to 314-241-9797. So here's a great thing we got going on this morning. We are starting today and every day this week giving away two tickets to see Jimmy Failla coming up on the 24th of January. And at first we weren't sure we were going to be able to do that. And then they surprised us last week and said, hey, you're going to be giving away tickets to Jimmy Failla at the factory. So that's going
to
be fun.
And I'm looking forward to that. I plan to go. My husband and I are going.
We still don't know what our role is going to be. But unlike the Kill Meet event, where it was sort of an interactive 2-hour-long history lesson, sort of a walk through all of Brian's books on history, Failla is a comedian. And although I favor myself a comedian sometimes, Kim has shot that down so many times, I know it's not true.
Not just me, your family, right? So
everyone. we're not involved in the comedy routine part of it. I suspect we will be out on stage kind of, introducing the crowd to Jimmy at the beginning, and then we get to maybe take a seat and watch the whole thing. So that's what I'm looking forward to. It should be fun. It's on the 24th at the Factory. You can go to our website at 971talk.com to slash events to buy tickets, but we will be giving a pair away every day this week. We got Hans von Spakovsky coming up here shortly. Always legal stuff in the works here, and it didn't sound like, Kim, that we got any major Supreme Court decisions on Friday,
which
we thought.
I mean, you always expect the bigger ones to be dropped later on, but I thought maybe one would be handed down, but no.
Yeah, I don't know why. I kind of figured there was a little bit of pressure on them to get some of these tariff decisions and others out, but apparently they don't feel that kind of pressure at the Supreme Court. We will talk to Hans about that coming up at 6:20. We got Dan Buck on again this morning with the Buck Stops here at about 7:35. Tommy Ackerman is in here as well because he is, of course, the Camo X sports director. Their big NFL playoff upset yesterday, if you care about that. The college football championship is now set with a complete drubbing on Friday night. I mean, I was embarrassed for Oregon. It was
a blowout.
It was like one of those teams didn't deserve to be on the field. It was incredible what they've done. And I don't know if the Miami Hurricanes are up to the task or not. I mean, I watched their game on Thursday, but I just can't convince myself that anybody's going to beat this team. Maybe I'm wrong, but this Indiana team. We'll talk to Tom about it in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, I've gone a little long here. We'll get to our top stories coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Ethan, let's hit our national anthem, please.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Mark Cox Shortlist.
And the award for most editing goes to CBS News. Yes, CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
Yeah, St. Louis Zone starring last night, I guess, on the Golden Globes. She is back for a second year doing that last night. Nikki Glaser, and she had some zingers. Particularly regarding that and the Epstein list. So we'll play some more of those for you as we go through the morning.
basically.
You said within hours of her being killed, you said that she was a domestic terrorist. How do you define domestic terrorist?
She weaponized her vehicle to conduct an act of violence against a law enforcement officer and the public.
Thank you, Christy Noem. Hey, Jake Tapper, it's not that difficult. We all saw the video, Jake Tapper. We saw the video from multiple angles with the officer being hit by this maniac. We saw it. So quit trying to put the blame on the ICE officer here.
It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger.
How did that guy get to be a chief of police? He stood in front of a microphone in Portland this weekend, admitted that the two thugs in the car that got shot by ICE officers trying to flee were Trendyaragua gang members, and he still broke down in tears because he had to admit that. He didn't want to admit it, but he had to admit it because those are the facts. And this grown man got up in front of a TV camera and pandered to his boss and the libs in Portland. It was embarrassing.
We need to let this play out, but while we're doing that, we got to stop the hateful rhetoric. Saying this officer's a murderer is dangerous. It's just ridiculous. It's just going to infuriate people more, which means there's going to be more incidents like this because the hateful rhetoric is not only continuing, now it's tripled down and doubled down.
Yeah, it's true. Tom Holman there on yesterday. I think he was with what's her name, Kristen Welker.
Yeah,
is that her name on NBC? And but Mr. Holman, can't you see that this? And he goes, no, you don't engage. When you've been ordered out of the car, you follow the orders. Have you ever seen the viral Chris Rock video from years ago with advice on how not to get your blank kicked when the police pull you over? A very clear instruction, step by step, on what you should do. You can hear the woman from three different angles. Her wife is outside of the car, agitating, threatening the ICE officers, and in the background, you hear the officer tell her wife, the one that got shot, you need to get out of the car. Get out of the car now. What does she do? She throws the car in gear, turns the wheels, and drives straight at an ICE officer.
The wife, by the way, outside the vehicle said, drive, drive. Did you hear that part?
Oh, yeah.
And now there's another video showing this woman, Renee, dancing right before the whole thing happened.
Well,
she was taunting the officer, but then you want to hear the left narrative that you've seen on social media is where she was saying something to the ICE agent like, you know, I'm not mad at you, bro. And then the officer says, you know, you blanking blank. And so it's ridiculous the way they've painted this narrative.
I've heard those same audio clips. Anybody can hear them who watches this. They just want to be in denial. Like Tom Holman said, there will be more bloodshed because of the words coming out of the mouth of this mayor in Minneapolis, the mayor in Portland, the governor of Minnesota, the governor of Oregon. There will be more violence because they are encouraging these Nimrods to take to the street and to interfere with ICE. And it's a bad idea. Like, the police superintendent in Chicago. Now, not because he's a supporter of rounding up illegals. Don't get me wrong. But I got to give the guy credit. He is a cop. And he at least understands on some level that what this woman did has to stop. Listen to him yesterday. His name is Larry Snelling, and the mainstream media is out there trying to protect him. Well, that's not, he was not trying to defend what ICE did. Oh yes, he was, because he told the truth. Listen to this.
Let me make this clear. Federal agents, ICE, HSI, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles,
It is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer.
Could it be any more clear than that? Like, that's the police superintendent, Larry Sanders, of the city of Chicago. My guess is their crazy mayor, Brandon, was beating his head against a wall and screaming at a TV as he watched his chief of police say that. But the guy spoke the truth. The liberals in this country are begging for another incident because all they care about is that it fits their narrative and it riles up their base, period. That's what they care about.
I'm sure the Chicago police chief has dealt with this many times in his city, and he knows this is what can happen.
Ask any police officer that's been in this situation, and the Supreme Court rulings are as clear as day on this. In the moment, it's how the officer perceives the threat. That's what matters, not you being a armchair quarterback after the fact. So you got to settle down. How about that? We're going to be back with Kim on a win.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kim on a whim.
If the Southern Poverty Law Center is not already on your radar, it should be. Not because you should give this group any sort of credibility. They don't deserve that. But they deserve our attention in the sense that they spew all sorts of hate and nonsense, and they are a powerhouse organization that can have some influence and could lead to people well, hating each other, because that's what a lot of it seems like the left wants to do. The mainstream media is to turn us against one another. We are riled up, and it makes us want to go out to the streets like we've seen over the last number of days and protest or do something worse. So this was totally news to me that this group has what's called a hate map. Listen to this.
The SPLC publishes a hate map that plots mainstream conservative and Christian groups alongside KKK chapters, suggesting a similar hatred between Klansmen and people who believe marriage is between one man and one woman. The FBI has cited this map. Critics said the SPLC is anti-Christian. The SPLC said no. To clear up this major misconception, the SPLC put this language on its website, noting that it doesn't put Focus on the Family on the hate map. Well, this year, you guessed it, SPLC added Focus on the Family to the hate map. And that language clearing up the misconception disappeared from its website.
Yeah. All kinds of Christian and conservative groups, including TPUSA, are on the hate map. Just 4 months before Charlie Kirk was assassinated, the Southern Poverty Law Center put TPUSA on the hate map. They came out after he was assassinated and condemned it. But guess what? Didn't take TPUSA off the hate map. And it's all kinds of groups. In fact, this interactive map that they have allows you to go state by state and look at all the different groups they consider hate.
Did we make it?
We didn't see the Mark Cox Morning Show on there, but maybe
so
we could ask if we could be a nominee.
I've been trying so hard for all these years.
Could someone listening nominate us?
Crazy man that runs the Southern Poverty Law Center it just hasn't gotten the message yet.
The latest data that the hate map has on it is from 2024, but just in case you're wondering, in 2024, they track 20 hate and anti-government groups in Missouri. Let me read you a few of them. Second Amendment Patches, The Straight Way of Grace Ministry, Moms for Liberty, No Left Turn in Education, Church of Israel, Army of Israel, Missouri Militia, let's see here, Life Force Network, I've never heard of that, Council of Conservative Citizens, if you're part of that, you're a hate group, just so you know, that's out of Potosi. There are, let's see here, in Illinois, 2024, they tracked 38 hate and anti-government groups in Illinois. I'm a little surprised there are more in Illinois.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, a few more
maybe,
people.
Maybe the outskirts of Chicago, because certainly they'd probably view a lot of the leftist groups in Illinois as, you know, loving right. and accepting of all the different values that they have. In fact, some guy from the Southern Poverty Law Center had some video that he released explaining the Focus on the Family that you heard in the initial clip where they had put that on the hate list and it was this whole thing. He defends why it would be considered that. Listen.
And like other hate groups that SPLC lists, they weaponize Christian rhetoric against LGBTQ+ people. And I think that's really important to mention because they sow division and ideas that tear families apart by perpetuating political notions that LGBTQ people can't be, for example, truly Christian unless they deny who they are. And that's, one, just patently false. And two, it's really dangerous because it sets families against one another.
Wow. Wow. So the Southern Poverty Law Center has been a thorn in the side of common sense for probably 25 years, I guess, 20, 25 years. And at first, you know, they actually had a tone of legitimacy. Like when they first came out, they supposedly were fighting racism. That's what they were designed to do, was a Southern Poverty Law Center where they were supposed to be like, you know, an ACLU type of organization. But the guy that runs it is such a progressive weirdo that over the years it's turned into a hate of anything that's not far left. He designates as a hate group. He hates anybody, any pro-gun organization. My guess is if you went to their website and looked for it, they've also got a list of the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, anybody that doesn't completely fit into their guidelines for how their worldview is considered to be somehow a threat to the society.
On their website,
I mean, they're insane.
It says, we fight racial justice issues, and then it has four subcategories, and here's what it says. Strengthening democracy and voting rights, and it has someone wearing, it looks like a hijab. Dismantling white supremacy.
There you go.
Ending unjust imprisonment, and eliminating poverty and economic inequality. Those are the priorities of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they do, you know, as ridiculous as they are, they do have some power because people sadly give them credibility.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the thing about it is they issue a statement and the mainstream news media gobbles it up. It's like any anti-gun group, like, period, doesn't matter what name you attach to them, Brady or whatever group it happens to be, no matter how ridiculous and anti-constitution their statement is on guns, the mainstream media takes it and airs it like it's a legitimate story. They'll receive it off the AP Newswire and say, today a report from the Southern Poverty Law Center said that so-and-so is a racist.
The SPLC documented just shy of 1,400 hate and anti-government extremists. There's the word you hear.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Extremist groups in the United States. So what they're calling hate and anti-government extremist groups would be, for example, the Moms for Liberty out of Illinois. Just about every single chapter in Illinois is listed on the hate map here. If you go to the interactive map that I mentioned earlier. I mean, it's kind of scary when you think about that. Parents' rights and education, that's on the hate map. It's called an anti-government group. Constitution Party, Awake Illinois, Awake Americans, Liberty Baptist Church. Oh, it's anti-LGBTQ.
Of course.
Illinois Family Institute.
If you're pro-Christian, you must be biased somehow for your belief in your religion.
Heterosexuals Organize for a Moral Environment with HOME is the acronym. That is also an anti-LGBTQ hate group. Mark, I think we should make... I know your goal for 2026 was to learn a few songs on the guitar, but because I'm not sure that's going to come true, maybe our new goal for 2026 is to get on the SPLC hate map. How can we make that happen?
That's a really good question. I think if we just, maybe we just need to send him a clip or something, and he would immediately realize that if it's progressive left, I'm opposed to it, and then he would just put me on the hate list.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
We could just send this in to him.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just send the clip.
Yo,
that's right.
Idiot. Are you not listening? You need to take an IQ test.
We'd like to nominate
ourselves.
Because
you're not paying any attention at all to reality. Like so many of these people. That's why when I watch the police chief in Chicago make the statements that he did. I've got the article here where they're trying to defend him, arguing that the police chief did not come out in support of the ICE agent, that he was just trying to save his own people so that ICE didn't come up with an excuse to murder somebody else. That's the kind of approach you get from the mainstream media to any of this. They will bend over backwards to defend these folks. They will bend over backwards like he's giving solid advice. You can't do what she did to police officers and not expect to suffer some consequences for it. So instead of this being a clarion FAFO moment for the left, all they're doing is foaming at the mouth. And some of the people in charge. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump pointed out he's looking for where the money's coming from. I'm going to talk about that when we get back in just a minute. They're foaming at the mouth for another incident like this. They're looking for it because they want another excuse to burn buildings. I'm surprised it didn't happen this weekend. That's a good one, Kim. Then people do need to be aware of Southern Poverty Law Center if it wasn't already on their radar, because these are the people fomenting a lot of these problems. There's no doubt about that. All right, we will talk more about this situation and who is the root of all evil, and when it comes to these protests, who's funding it, who's paying for it. We'll get to that in just a minute.
It was highly disrespectful of law enforcement. The woman and her friend were highly disrespectful of law enforcement. You saw that. They were harassing. They were following for days and for hours. And I think, frankly, they're professional agitators.
But just disrespect.
And I'd like to find out, and we are going to find out, who's paying for it.
But just disrespect.
With their brand new signs and all the different things. But these are professional agitators, and law enforcement should not be in a position where they have to put up with this stuff. What that woman and what her friend and what their other friends were doing to law enforcement, not just ICE, law enforcement, is outrageous.
Thank you, President Trump, on Air Force One there, obviously, this weekend, commenting on this. When they said, what do you really think they were doing? I think they were agitators. We know what they were doing. We know. We watched the video. We found out, and I thought this was pretty interesting. Somebody pointed this out the other day online. Did you look at the license plate of the car that she was driving?
A Missouri license
Honda
plate.
Honda Pilot?
Yeah.
Not just was it a Missouri license plate. The official story that the media has been trying to push on this good lady who was shot to death here is that they had relocated to Canada, right? That they had relocated to Canada because of Trump and then came back to Minneapolis to protest, right? To live in Minneapolis.
Well, that's not true.
Well, I know that, but that was the initial story on all this, right? And now we find out, if you zoom in on that license plate on the car, it has a 26 license tag sticker on it. So she's lived in Missouri much more recently than they want anybody to say. And people need to understand that this is all a lie. If you watch the Megyn Kelly interview, I believe it was Friday or Saturday, when she was on the street there and she got in a back and forth with one of the female protesters, Megyn Kelly asked her, "Who's paying you?" And she said, "I'm getting paid." Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
It went viral. And it should have, because the left would lead you to believe these are all just taking part organically across the United States. The five idiots who stood, or maybe there were 10, I'm sorry, who stood on the Tam Avenue overpass Friday afternoon, the Channel 5 went out and covered it.
Oh, I saw.
I put it
your,
on my... I
your
put
post kind of went viral, too.
I put a link on my Facebook page. I used to make this argument in the Channel 4 newsroom when we were there. They'd say, hey, there are some protesters out in front of the old courthouse. We need you to run by and get a VOSAT on the way to this other thing. Because somebody had called them and said, we're out here protesting, blah, 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 blah. And I show up and there are six people there. And I'm like, we're a major market television station. We're supposed to cover stories that reflect the concerns of the broader public. Just because six people or 10 people get together and hold a protest why does that interest anyone? You're entitled to your opinion. You have a First Amendment right to stand on a street corner and show your rear end if you want to. That's fine. But the minute the media puts attention on it, this is how they get their message out. Plain and simple. Channel 5 went, probably, you know, they just relocated from downtown officially to their new, whatever they call it, media platform over by the zoo, just across from the zoo. The Tam Avenue overpass leads to the zoo. So my guess is some producer on his or her way to work drove by and saw eight idiots standing up there with signs and said, we need to go cover that. And they sent a photographer and they did an entire package, we would call it, on this protest on the Tam Avenue overpass. Give me a break. That's not news.
What is news is what happened in Clayton yesterday. I'll give them that, because there were quite a few. I mean, they're saying hundreds of protesters. That I get. That was impacting traffic. People, they were having to be rerouted. But to your point, eight people standing over a bridge. It's the fact that this is a hot button issue right now.
Sure.
And so even if there were one person out there, truly, they would have done the story.
They wanted the clicks.
Yeah.
Now, I said this last year during the No Kings rally. They don't like King at all. They don't like working. They don't like anything like that, right? The No Kings rallies were also not completely organic. There were professionally made signs at those. And I know that that doesn't cover 100% of the people that showed up. But the people that organized it were very well organized. Online professional organizers who put the word out. And, of course, everybody that hates Trump saw it, and a bunch of people showed up. But some of them were there paid professionals who showed up to protest. That's what they did in the summer of 2020 when they were delivering pallets of bricks and things around the country to throw at buildings when things burned. And if you don't think that's a possibility again, that's where they're heading here. You got to look at the big picture. That's what they want. We're in an election year. We're months away from the midterms. Nothing would please them more than to have a summer of discontent with Donald Trump. They want you to believe everybody hates Donald Trump. What's he doing to this country? He's going to put troops in Venezuela. He's going to invade Greenland. What are we going to do? It's not the Gulf of America. It just goes on and on and on, their list of grievances, primarily because they hate Donald Trump, right? But it's not organic. You should never believe that in 2020. If you did, if you contributed a dollar to Black Lives Matter, shame on you. Lower your head in disgrace. But right now they're going after. Listen to Bill O'Reilly. I thought Bill O'Reilly did a good job this weekend pointing this out. And I'm going to play that bite for you when we come back here. Bill O'Reilly pointed this out plain and simple. And his message was, hey, you know what? Hey, George Soros, they're coming for you. That's what's happening. I think, and Bill O'Reilly thinks, they're building a RICO case against Soros. And if you listen to the president's comments last night, he said we're going to find out who's funding them. And if you are funding a vast group of people across the country with the goal of fomenting violence and disruptions in this country, I would like nothing better than to see that perp walk, wouldn't you? So I hope O'Reilly's right. It was a lengthy discussion of how he arrived at that conclusion, but I do think people need to hear it because he makes some good points there. Hopefully they are looking at who's causing the real problems here, and because it's not just him, there are a number of very rich progressives in this country who I'm sure are contributing. Maybe they'll all get rolled up at one time. Coming up, we're going to get to more of the comments from the text line this morning. 314-241-9797. There's some real haters out there. Well, and some great supporters. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hans von Spakovsky is going to join me at about 6:20. A brilliant legal mind. We'll find out more about when, if ever, we're going to get a few decisions out of the United States Supreme Court. It did not happen on Friday. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.